understood meanings of my words. So, I want you to look at the highest stumps of our planet that were mined like a quarry and were broke by a blast. For example, three Everest.
Their damn village happens to be resting on the richest unobtainium deposit within 200 clicks in any direction. I mean, look at all that cheddar.
Morphed into semi-precious stones.
Look at all that cheddar.
Maybe a lack of oxygen killed the dinosaurs. A lack of oxygen. Well, they had a big symposium in 1993. A bunch of scientists got together to study the apatosaurus. And they said, folks, we've got a problem. An 80-foot apatosaurus had nostrils the same size as a horse. How is an 80-foot animal going to get enough air through nostrils the same size as a horse? Well, apparently they did breathe because bones of dinosaurs are found all over the planet. Even in Antarctica and Alaska. I mean, dinosaurs lived everywhere, okay? So how could an 80-foot animal get enough air? Well, today he probably couldn't. Not to get 80 feet long. You know, when they drill into the amber, how many saw the movie Jurassic Park, you know, where they drilled in to get the mosquito blood out? Sometimes in amber, which is petrified tree sap, they find air bubbles in the amber. When they analyze the air bubbles, they find out they're 50% more oxygen than we have today. Today we're breathing 21% oxygen. Amber bubbles have 32% oxygen. Did you know if you lived in a world with double the air pressure and 50% more oxygen, just breathing would be exciting? If you double the air pressure and increase oxygen, not only does your hemoglobin take on oxygen like it's supposed to, plasma will get oxygen saturated. Which means you could run hundreds of miles without getting tired. I think things were a whole lot different. In the pre-flood world, if they had double the air pressure and increased oxygen, you would just be full of energy all the time. There's a guy in Japan started raising tomato plants with pressurized carbon dioxide. You know, plants breathe CO2, not oxygen. His tomato plant grew faster than normal. When it was 2 years old, it was 16 feet tall and produced 900 tomatoes. They moved it to a shopping center and built scaffolding to hold the branches up. They said, you know, this thing might produce 10,000 tomatoes. This is one tomato plant. It ended up growing 40 feet tall and producing 15,000 tomatoes off one plant. It was a cherry tomato plant, but his tomatoes were coming off baseball size off of his. But I debated Jeannie Scott in a debate, and she said, Dr. Hovind, there are 80 separate layers of coal in the Midwest. She's right. She said, if you look at the amount of coal in the world today, the entire biomass, all the plants of the world today, could not possibly be converted to that much fossil fuel. She's right again. There is so much coal in the world that if you took every tree and blade of grass and bush and squished it, you couldn't make all the coal. There are enormous volumes of coal in the earth. I said, Jeannie, you are right. She said, well, don't you see, Hovind? There had to be an enormous amount of time to lay down all the coal seams. Oh, no, no, no. Right there, she's wrong. You see, she's looking at today's world and assuming that's how it's always been. The coal we find in the ground today is a result of that flood, which buried the world before the flood, when they had lots more trees. There's a coal mine in Montana that is 10,000 square miles of coal up to 200 feet thick. Someone told me a few months ago they've now found a seam 300 feet thick. That's a lot of coal. a lodicle, and sometimes in coal, human artifacts are found. This bell was found inside a lump of coal. This iron pot was found inside a lump of coal. The sole of a shoe found inside a lump of coal. But the Bible says there were herbs, that's plants, over all the earth. It's not that way today. 70% of the earth is underwater. The earth was covered with plants when God made it. Did you know they find leaves in Antarctica? The Bible says before the flood came, they lived to be over 900 years old and probably didn't wrinkle.
Probably just talking to a tree right now.